For more on this scandal, we turn to our friend Simon Hoggart. He's political columnist for The Guardian newspaper in London, which has uncovered many of the stories about the News of the World scandal. Simon, welcome back.
Hello.
And tomorrow, the last News of the World. Now, shutting down the best-selling paper in the country wouldn't seem to be a good business model, but how much of a setback is it really for News Corp?
Well, much less than you might think. It's certainly a setback for the 200-some people employed there, but for News International, it makes very good sense, because what Murdoch wants to do is to buy up what is by far the largest commercial satellite cable service in Britain. The question is now, though, has the scandal gone so deep that it so infects the entire international corporation that the government will simply be obliged to find a way of stopping him buying it? Because at the moment, if he did, if he was given any more latitude, I think you'd find the British people, that's the ordinary voters as well as politicians and the press, would rise in fury. And there's a great hatred of Murdoch out there at the moment, and it's all come to a head.
At the same time, I must tell you, we had some problems getting some people who have been pretty well-known critics or associates-turned-critics of Rupert Murdoch over the years to be interviewed about it. What's that all about?
Well, it's interesting. I can't speak for people who've already left Britain. Of course, Murdoch really has no nationality. You know, he became American instead of Australian because he wouldn't have been able to have the media empire he does in the States at the moment if he hadn't been an American citizen. These rules do not apply in Britain. That's another thing that rages people, that you don't actually have to have any discernible nationality at all. I think people haven't really caught on to the fact that the brand is so poisoned that it doesn't really matter what Rupert Murdoch thinks anymore. He's a very, very old man. He clearly doesn't have complete confidence in his son, James. He's held on desperately to his chief executive, a woman called Rebecca Brooks, who has curly red hair, rather like Medusa, even though she is also very badly tarnished. The guy seems to simply have lost control of what's going on, and whatever happens, he'll be far, far less powerful than he was even a few weeks ago.
So this week, Simon, there have been a lot of calls for change in the culture of news and media in Great Britain, the tabs, the scandal sheets, the faked photos of British soldiers. Ed Miliband, the Labour leader, called the Press Complaints Commission a toothless poodle. In the end, though, do you see anything really changing?
Yes, it will have to. The Press Complaints Commission is going to be abolished, and hopefully we'll put in a poodle which at least has some false teeth in. It's something to do a bit of biting. They've been absolutely hopeless throughout this whole event, just ostrich's head in the sand, just not paying any heed to it, just thinking it'll all go away, and believing the Murdoch press when they claim that they would investigate themselves, which allegedly they are doing.
So a week from now, all of the British newspapers will be high-minded and principled?
Oh, of course, yes. Of course, the other thing is that there's no question that several of the other papers have been up for the same thing, though not on the same industrial scale, and not to the parents of murder victims and the families, and indeed soldiers themselves who died in Afghanistan. That families found that when they got their mobile phone back that they'd been hacked into to some extent. I think that particular item really made people sick to the stomach in this country, and it really got the whole thing off the centre pages of the papers and right onto the front pages, which is exactly where they are this morning.
Simon Hoggart of The Guardian newspaper in London. Thanks so much, Simon.
Thank you.